Before we start this episode, go and follow us on Twitch, so whenever we go live, you'll get a notification so you don't miss it. Rate and review us on Facebook and iTunes or wherever you listen to us. Be sure to hit us up on Spotify as well with a follow. Peace.
You wrote that down, didn't you?
Yep.
I mean, you couldn't tell. You couldn't tell at all.
Yep.
Yeah, it was good, man. Very good.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. That's just off the top of my head, that was, mate.
Just yeah, no. For everyone's benefit, Jack's had 2 weeks to prepare for this episode. You can tell.
2 weeks.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for the pressure, everyone.
Yeah. Speaking of pressure, isn't he your bitches, right? I get that you don't think we're entertaining, but fucking share us the fuck out. Otherwise, I'll come over and spark your nan out.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
Joe means it as well.
Watch out, nans. Mean it. Lock your nans up.
But what he really means is, if you've ever seen those YouTube videos of the people who, like, you know, they pretend to be old ladies and they get the scammers.
Hmm.
And Joe's going to be talking to this old lady thinking it's your nan.
Mm.
And then he's just going to be outed like watchdogs. Because all he's going to do is, he's not going to go over there and punch him because he's worried about COVID.
No,
so he's gonna email you. He's gonna email the fuck out of your nan.
And I'll email her with red lettering so you know it's fucking angry.
Oh my God. If you're gonna send pictures of your dick to my nan, just make sure it's a flattering one.
I can't do that.
Is your nan still alive, Dan?
Both of my grandmothers are still alive, yeah.
Bloody hell. They must be fucking... They must be like 110.
They're both 93.
Fair play.
Right.
They're still kicking it. They've had their COVID jabs and they're fucking raring to go, the pair of them.
They've definitely had their vitamins.
Oh, that's awesome. Right. Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Hatred Theory. I'm your host, Jack Iron Cock Tilby. As always, joined by his big and beautiful partner in pain, Joe Jones.
Better known as Belly Button Penis Jones.
Penis, gross.
It's an innie.
Or belly, no, it's Belly Button Vagina.
It's an innie, not an outie.
Yeah, so Belly Button Vagina. Does your... Wait. Your penis go inwards?
Yeah.
Like a scared turtle.
Oh my God, yeah. Oh, yeah, that, and Desperate Dan.
Piss off.
Obviously desperate, because why else would he put up with us, eh?
Yeah.
That's a fair point, fair point.
Thank you.
Desperate for work.
Wrote that one down as well.
I don't like this.
No. So, before we begin with this week's story time episode that I've got planned for you, I'm going to read a couple stories of my past that... I am 98% sure I haven't said before. I did go back and have a quick listen, but I couldn't find them. So hopefully you're listening to them for the first time.
I'll give a little shout out if you have said them before. We're still you're still going to read them out, aren't you?
I'm still going to read them. So, you know, this one just gives it a bit more this gives the stories a bit more clout. Like, you know. So but yeah. But I've written something very special for the Hatred Theory boys. Joe's already heard it.
Probably.
And it is the recipe for Hatred Theory.
Aha.
So this recipe starts with a big scoop of fuck off. Chuck it into a pan of I don't give a shit.
Yep.
Add a dash of ignorance. Seasoned
just a dash.
Seasoned with mediocre content, but a good attitude. Add 3 dickheads, wrap it all up, and shove it up your fucking ass.
Shove it up your fucking ass. Because, listen, boys and girls, we're fucking tired, right? Do you know how stressful it is bringing entertainment to you in a fucking lockdown? And none of you bastards appreciate it. Do you know how many swear words I've said this year?
Stop hating on the listeners, mate.
Fuck them.
Stop hating on the listeners. That's why... Do you know what? Yeah, no, we're not on a decline.
No, we're changed. Changed.
Yeah. And we appreciate every single one of you.
You bastards.
We appreciate you, you bastards.
You bastards. Yeah. You beautiful bastards. You didn't let me finish. Ooh.
You're a bunch of fat waste. No, I'm not. Didn't do it. I'm not going to do it.
No. Okay. Anyway.
Right.
Nice.
But yeah. So, what my idea was, I'm gonna read two stories, right, from my past, and we're probably gonna have a bit of a laugh about them. All right.
I love laughing at you.
So without further ado,
before you get into it, Jack, do you want to alert the listeners to why you sound a bit throaty and are likely to cough your guts up at some point?
Jack has sucked a lot of cock this week. And it's only Monday.
His throat is full of semen.
Mate, have you heard that? Do you know what? That was my go-to porn at one point, was fucking chokes on cock, like.
Nah.
Miss Chokes on Dick from South Park. No. But it's when they use the two hands, and then but then they get rid of the two hands, and then they take it all the way down the throat, and it goes like this.
Jack, stop smoking.
Like that. Yeah. I stopped sucking dick. I've had two whole days, no cigarette. And I'm feeling great. But to put this in perspective for everyone, I'm 26 years old.
26.
And I have been smoking since I was 12 years old.
12 years old.
Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
What's the maths, Joe? How long have you been smoking?
Mate, I can't even work it out.
Wait, give me the equation again. So, I got this.
I'm 26.
26.
I've been smoking since I was 12 years old.
14.
Fucking hell.
14. Oh, wicked. Fucking hell, that's a while, isn't it?
I wish I had a noise queued up, like an applause or something.
What?
No, yeah, do that one.
Joe, your standing ovation for getting that maths question correct.
Oh, that's hot.
Every time. Right, yeah, so there might be a bit of coughing, but it's just my lungs trying to get rid of all the black shit that I've built up over the years.
Black shit.
So I apologise. Right.
And that's the first time Jack's apologised for black shit on this podcast.
Right, but I promise, No, it's not an apology. Oi!
What?
Ella, shush. She's fucking barking at me.
She knows.
No, I'm telling you, right? And this is nothing to do with me. All right? Take this however you want. But every day when Nagger is doing the news, you know who Nagger is, don't you?
Yeah.
On this morning, she fucking hates her. Don't know if it's the colour of her skin.
Yeah, I've muted him.
It's probably a good idea.
I'm not being racist. My dog is racist.
And again, do it again, Dan. Good job. Yeah, it's probably better. So how's everything?
Good. Little bar's just going up and down, so we'll just give him a second to
just let him calm down a little bit. Sorry, boys and girls, but Jack's going on a bit of a rampage at the moment, so what we're going to do is just going to let him calm down, and then we'll get straight into the story time. If Jack can hear me... Oh, there we go.
Let me back in.
Jack, hey, Jack.
It's fine. I have a racist
story
dog.
Story time. Story time. Right. Let's know what's going on.
They're not born racist, it's their parents that make them racist.
Mate. This dog was fucking born racist.
Right. Can we get into story time?
To be fair, she hates Vinnie Jones as well for some reason.
Who doesn't? What a cunt.
Who doesn't? Right. So my story begins on a night out.
Oh, nice.
As most shit stories do. But this one is different. I was with my partner, Abby. And we had just arrived off the train at Shrewsbury Station.
Mm-hmm.
We were a few pre-drinks in, anyway. So I was a bit. Well, you know what pre-drinks are for me, don't you, Joe? I'm fucking bladdered by this point.
Yes, you are.
Yeah. So I was already feeling like a cheeky chappy.
Like a cheeky chappy.
And that's when Abby said she needed the toilet.
You know, they're pissing
him off. I sat down on the benches, you know, on the side of the railway. So I sat down on the benches. I was like, yeah, just pop to the fucking loo then. It wasn't too busy. There was drips and drabs. We were quite late into town. But this was a moment, right? A light bulb went off in my head and I thought, aha! This is my chance to scare the shit out of her. So I creep, physically creep, towards the ladies' toilets.
Oh, this is not even going to end well now, is it?
Mate, you have no idea. Have you never heard this story?
I've never heard this story.
100% true story. That's what makes it even worse. So...
You're on the sex offenders list.
So I creep to... I'm lucky to not be. I creep towards the ladies' toilets. Very obvious creeping as well. Well, for those of you who know me, I'm not very subtle anyway.
And he is a creep.
And he is lanky.
So I finally make it to the ladies' toilets without arousing any suspicion.
You naughty devil.
And I hide behind a sign just beside the door.
Was it any sign?
It was just one of the railway signs, but I was hiding behind it. You could see my feet, but I thought, no. Right. So I was hiding behind there, and I was whispering to myself about how funny I am and how this is going to be so funny and just giggling to myself. Oh, but I was waiting for ages, right? And then I was like, fucking hell. She's been in there so long, there's going to be no shit left to scare out of her. So I'm there thinking this bitch is going to get it. Footsteps start coming down the fucking... Start coming down the alleyway where... Well, it was like a... You know how you hear... In public toilets, it's all very echoey, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you get a lot of fucking stilettos walking down the thing, right? So she was wearing high heels that night, so I was like, okay, here she comes. My fucking heart starts to pound, mate. Honestly, my heart starts to pound. I'm getting physically excited.
I feel like this is what Jack the Ripper was like back in the day.
Yeah, it gets worse. So
he murdered someone.
He killed someone.
Mate, I physically jump through the air.
Through the air.
Like a pouncing lion. As my feet hit the floor, I go like that. I fucking do the scary face and everything. The top of my fucking lungs. Booga booga. This is when I realized
it's not Abby.
That stood in front of me was a scared shitless teenage girl who's probably going to live the rest of her days with fear of public toilets. And it's not
the toilet she fears.
And in that moment, all I could say was sorry, and I ran away. So this girl's walking out. Someone's just gone, rah! She's fucking there. She's turned white as a fucking ghost. And she's like, does not know what to do. In her head, like, if I was her, I'd be like, this fucking guy's going to kill me. Like, I thought, you know, the train station's pretty much empty anyway. And then, so I, like, run away. I hide behind this fucking door. I wait till she walks away. Like, I'm hoping she doesn't have a big fella, so, like, I know she was like a teenager, but you never know with these ones, right? But 12-year-olds look like 24-year-olds, so I could have been wrong. But anyway, it wasn't Abby. So I've come away from this story looking like a rapist.
Mm-hmm.
It's all on camera, so if she wanted to, I'm not sure what she would press charges on me, because I didn't touch her or anything. So what would that be? She wouldn't be able to press charges on me for scaring her, would she? Is that like harassment, maybe?
You maybe get like a restraining order on you, but who hasn't got one of them?
Yeah, I even have one.
Yeah, I've got a restraining order. I call it my cock.
Those restraining orders are the reason we have to do this over the internet now.
Yeah, Jack kept feeling me. Yeah, I play footsie with you under your desk, don't I, Dan?
Yeah, it's very repulsive.
But yeah, so basically, Abby comes out. I am fucking physically crying with laughter. And she asked me what's going on. I told her the whole fucking story. She slaps me on the back of the head, and then we go into town. But yeah, so that's that story. So nice. I hope you enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking hell. She is gonna be traumatized. I think she's probably still traumatized, or maybe she laughs about it. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? But are you ready for story number two?
I am ready.
Is Joe still there?
Of course I am. Why would I not be?
Never know with you. You go quiet and I wonder where you've gone. Right. This is why I can't wait to get back in a fucking studio and COVID's fucking fucked off.
Right. Soon. Hopefully.
I can't wait to get, like, you know, go full on with the streaming, boys.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, well, as soon as we get back in there, we'll get back on Twitch and we'll start streaming for you.
Because we have got some fucking shit for you lot.
Oh, yeah. Pure shit. But, right. So, I'll get into this story once I plug the laptop charger in. Right then. So, stop me if you've heard this one.
Stop.
I am about 13 years old, right?
Congratulations.
Half of your age now, for maths fans.
Okay, thanks, Dan. Fucking nerd. So I'm 13 years old. I've got a cabin bed. If you don't know what a cabin bed is, it's, Joe knows the bed that I had.
It's a taxi that you sleep with.
it had like a little tent underneath it, like these curtain door things.
Yeah, your masturbatorium.
And I ripped them off because I had it when I was a kid, so I ripped them off. And like my family turned into white trash really fucking fast. because I feel comfortable telling this story as well. Because I need to start with a little bit of background about how we got into this position. So
eight.
We used to live. Joe remembers the house I used to live in. It was a three-story house. It was fucking
sick. It was awesome.
It was sick. We used to fight with all the cushions and everything. My parents didn't give a fuck. The one
climbed a scaffolding.
Mate, yeah, we used to play on the scaffolding all the time. I remember when Fionn cunted herself on it. we used to see how fast we could run down it. But fuck me, that was dangerous. But anyway, like I'd go outside and my dad would be, because my dad used to own a brewery and it went south very, very fast after Brains buried him. If you don't know what Brains is, it's Welsh, isn't it?
It's a Welsh brewery.
And they wanted to buy my dad out, but they couldn't because my dad's a dinosaur and he said, fuck off. So they buried him. That's the only sad part of this story. The best bit is when my family, after that point, my dad sat on all the debt and then he lied. He would get so pissed, he would lie. He would fall asleep topless in the front garden and get sunburned. Mm-hmm. So you'd come out and you'd find fucking, you know, Mr. Krabs.
Nice.
You know? And all I'd have to do is like slip my hand in and take some change and go off and buy some chocolate. But, we lost that house and then we had to move into a council estate. I still had this cabin bed. So I fitted it out to be a bunk bed because, my sister would like crash in there when she was fucking off her face. I was sleeping on the top bunk, right? And, I had my room out, like kitted out pretty nicely. It was quite nice at the time. I think you remember it, don't you, Joe? The small room in my second house.
I do.
Yeah. It was nice in there. Like I had it tricked out quite nice and I had a good speaker system and everything. The TV was hooked up behind like a liquor cabinet. So I had these old wooden oak doors that I'd open and my TV would be there. Mate, it was pretty fucking sick. I probably half the stuff in there was stolen, but whatever. And I was sleeping on the top bunk and my dad comes in. Well, my dad knocks on the door first, just in case I was wanking. And he goes,
boom,
boom, boom. He's like, fucking hell, Jack, let me in the fucking room. And I was like, All right. I'll let you in the room. And I get that.
Just put my dick away, Dad.
I get it. Yeah, mate, I was the chronic one. Don't, you know. But yeah, I open the door and he's there and he's like, Jack, your mum's fucking pissed off at me, so I have to sleep in here tonight. I was like, all right, daddy, because I call my mum and dad mummy and daddy. I don't know why, I just do.
Still?
Whole family. Oh, yeah. It's like a family thing. I don't know what it is. Yeah, it's weird. And we're not well off, so it's not like, mummy, daddy, can you buy me an elephant?
It's like, oi, mummy, give me some fucking beers.
Oi, daddy. Yeah, you just can't do it, mate. But yeah, so I was like, yeah, all right. I'll call him dad for this because saying daddy over this sounds pretty weird. But yeah, so I said, yeah, all right, dad, you can come in. And he goes, right, if there was one thing I learned from prison, Jack, it was that you always take the top bunk so your fucking bunkmate doesn't piss on your head.
Smart.
And I was like, okay, well, you can have the top bunk, but how do I know you're not going to piss on me?
He pissed on you.
He said, well, I've already been to the fucking bog, Jack.
That's fair.
Good enough for me. So,
mm-hmm. Why's your dad like fucking the baddie from Oliver?
He does sound like that. Mate, it literally sounds like that.
I'm doing a pretty good like impression Spot of him. On. Spot yeah. on, mate. He actually sounds like that.
If there's
any impression I can do, it's my dad pissed.
Yeah.
And
very dramatic.
Yeah, so he managed to fucking slug climb up to the top bunk, right? He's oh, my fucking joints, oh. Like, he'd make noises like that as well. He's, oh, my God. And then, like, 5 minutes later, it's like...
Nice.
Like that, right? He's a lovely bloke.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
So I was trying to get to sleep, right? And I'm just nodding off. And suddenly I hear a creeping. It's like a creaking. It's like, grr, grr. I was like, my dad stopped snoring. I was like, I wonder if he's dead. So I was waiting. And then out of nowhere, that's his genuine scream. As he fell off the top bunk. He falls off the top bunk. His leg, he is a long man. He's about 6'4". So he fucking, and he must, Joe, how much must he weigh? He must be like, what, 250 pounds?
Something like easy. That.
So he fucking, and his big fat fucking giant feet hit my TV stand, my speakers, my fucking, my lovely oak set, and then I had a chest of drawers underneath that. All of it, he hits the ground. Fucking whole house shakes. So surprised he didn't fall through the fucking ceiling and land in the kitchen. Right? He lands on... The TV was an old school TV. Size of your fucking kitchen table. Right? You remember those?
Mm-hmm.
You know, 3x4 foot. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
That lands on his head. Wire snaps. Fucking everything lands on him. He's buried under wood and electronic equipment. Right, and at first I'm like, fuck, like I need to get out and help him, but I'm naked. I like to sleep naked.
You're so naked when your dad was in the room.
Dad.
I was under the cover. What's wrong with that?
Still a bit weird, mate.
Let's move on.
Yeah.
So, no, my dad sleeps naked as well.
Oh, it's doubled up, ain't it?
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, well, no. He just does. It's just.
Did he learn that in prison?
I don't know. Maybe. Mate, if anything, he was the fucking top. Tell you. If you don't know, that's a gay reference. Top and bottoms.
You got to pick a pocket or two.
But no. So he falls out of bed. My sisters come up. I am very sorry, sisters, if you're listening, but I can remember specifically Kat, Lou, and the other Lou, right? And they come up, and they're like, oh my God, he's dead! He's dead! They're like, Jack, what have you done? And I'm like, I ain't done fuck all. I'm lying down in bed. And he's like, why won't you help him? I said, I'm fucking butt naked.
So sick. My bad dick's touch. Hey,
There is a six. There is a 6 foot four naked walrus on the fucking floor of my bedroom, covered in television and fucking wood. Fucking DVDs are everywhere, and I'm like, he's broken my fucking sound system. I'm gonna have to rewire it all dodgy like I had done before, right? I got it to a stage where it wasn't electrocuting anyone anymore. So I was like, how the fuck am I going to get all that back together? And he's like, and then they're like, he's dead, he's dead. I was like, shut the fuck up and listen. And then all you hear is. That big long moron fucking fell asleep. This fucking boy. TV is like, must be 40 kilos. Maybe 35, 30, right? And it's landed directly on his fucking egghead.
That's amazing.
But yeah, so I hear the snoring and I'm like, I tell them all to fuck off. They're like, we need to do CPR. And I'm like, fuck off, we need to do CPR. He's fucking snoring.
Your family are from such different places.
Oh, mate, yeah. But yeah, so I was like, I picked the telly up. I was like, get the fuck out of my room. I'm naked. Right. So my sisters left. They were like, yeah, yeah. So they fucking leave. I slammed the door. I picked the telly up. I put everything away. I put all the DVDs away. Right?
Teabagged your dad.
My dad's still snoring. I stick some.
I would have teabagged him.
I stick some boxes on because he's asleep and I don't want him waking up to my ball sack. Right. So I wake him up. I say, Dad, oi, wake up. Slap him on the face a bit. Nothing. I'm like, maybe the TV knocked him out. But yeah, so he wakes up. And he's like, Jack, why am I on the floor? I was like,
he was like, fucking simpleton.
He was like, Jack, what am I doing on the floor? Can't do it when I'm laughing. Shut up. I said, Dad, you fell out of bed. And he's like, no, I fucking didn't. I said, yes, you fucking did. I seen you like a fucking falling meteorite. I seen you. And you did your scream. And he goes, oh, fucking hell. I thought it was a bit cold. I was like, yeah, well, you're fucking starkers. And I said, you're sleeping on the bottom bunk. So I had to help him roll into the fucking thing. And I had to fucking help him roll him onto the fucking mattress on the bottom bunk. And he just fucking falls straight back to sleep.
That's fucking brilliant, that is.
Yeah, so that's a story.
I'm on the fucking floor.
Mate, do you know who that is genuine, true story as well.
That is fucking brilliant, yeah. Dude.
Yeah, both of those are true stories. I definitely, they were definitely different in contrast, so that was good. I do have one more very short story.
Okay.
Not even a story. It's more of a funny story about my dad. It's more of a just a sentence, really.
Well, your dad is... Yeah, go for it.
But my dad's been gone for about 3 months, right? He went over to visit my elder sister, Eleanor, who is the only success of the family, really. Sorry to the rest of you. She went off. She went to the Navy when she was 17. Man, she's fucking. She's one of the ones that if we're all at a family get together, nobody fucks with Ellie, right?
No one
fucks with her. She's really nice, you know. But she's extremely opinionated and if you say anything wrong, she's gonna fucking clout you.
Mm-hmm.
So my dad's gone over to Germany to visit her. He's lived over there for about 3 months to spend some time with the grandkid, right? And so we're all in the kitchen. I'm having a beer. I'm a bit older at this point. I think I'm about 16. We were having a beer in the kitchen, and then none of us knew when my dad was coming back. And then all of a sudden, the back sensor light comes on. Boom. There's a fucking boiled egg shaped head stumbling in front of the back door. Right. He opens the door. He opens the door. He's like, all right. This man has obviously come off either the ferry and onto the bus, and as soon as he's got where he's supposed to be going, I presume Aberystwyth, he's gotten fucking hammered while he was waiting for the bus. So he gets back and he goes, "Yeah, Jack, I brought you something back from Germany." Do you want to know what it was?
What?
It was a fucking butt scratcher. He's gone all that fucking time. I know he's had a fucking tax rebate of about 2.5 grand. He doesn't fucking give... He gives me a fucking butt scratcher.
I'd be quite happy with a butt scratcher.
Dude, I'm an orangutan. My arm span is about a foot taller than I am. I can scratch every inch of my body. Yeah,
he doesn't need one, does he?
Nah, you're right. I'll take it.
Need one. But yeah, so here's where it gets funny. So he gives me that. He's like, yeah, happy birthday. And he walks over to the fucking... Bearing in mind, my birthday's in November. We're in February. Right. He goes over to the fucking door. He goes over to the kitchen door leading up to the stairs, right? And as he opens the door, he doesn't open it with his arm. His whole body stiffens up like a mannequin, and he just falls backwards. And as he falls backwards, the door opens. He's still holding onto the handle, so it spins him around. Ah! Like that, and he fucking falls. His head goes straight in the dog bowl. Bang.
Oh, I love it.
But yeah, that sobered him up. He still, to this day, denies that story.
That's amazing.
He hands down denies that he fell in the dog bowl. But... I pissed myself, literally pissed myself laughing at him. Could not hold the giggles in. I was fucking dying. And I was fucking crying. I hadn't seen my dad in 4 months, and he's just fallen face first into the fucking dog bowl. And I am pissing myself, literally pissing myself. Right. And I was like, fucking hell, daddy, I'm gonna...
Anyone listening to this now is getting the mental image of Jack pissing the bed. Or like just standing there pissing.
Yeah, there's a whole episode on that. Go back to episode whatever the fuck it is.
That's brilliant.
But yeah, so that's my story time episode. I hope you all enjoyed that. So do we have any listener hates?
I think we do.
Or any questions about my dad?
Are you a dad?
Oh, do you know what? I actually have recorded a drunk conversation with my dad. Do you want to hear it?
Yes.
Yes.
No. No, I was on the phone. I just because I tried calling you, and then I called mummy instead.
Mummy.
So what's happening, Jack?
No, I was just calling you. Wish you a happy new year.
Well, happy new year. Happy New Year. It's
pretty
early, but we can wish you that, yeah.
No, I just thought with your age you'd be asleep before 12.
Kelly, you said with our age.
I said your age, not our.
We'd be asleep before. Nearly everyone worked with today. Nearly everyone I worked with today has said happy New Year.
It's quarter two.
Yeah, so that's what I got.
No, it's 20 to 11. Come on, read the time.
Hold on. It's 20 to 11,
eh? Yes.
It's quarter to fucking... I'm amazed I'm still awake.
Oh, I just got to this fucking so funny.
No, you're not. You've got to stay up, mate. We've got a bottle of Shepherd's in the fridge.
There we go.
That is fucking. I loved it.
It's quarter the fucking level, you fucking Wally.
Oh, it's, like, it's 11 o'clock. He's like, is it?
Jack, listen.
Yeah. What is that?
He's made a drop.
Oh, that's amazing.
Your dad's got a drop.
Fucking hell, son.
Oh, that's amazing. Oh, that's awesome. But no, didn't I do a pretty spot
yeah,
on?
It's pretty good.
Should we head on to listener aids?
Yeah, awesome. Do we have any?
Yeah, bear with.
Jack, sing a song. Play us out. Play us out, Jolly.
Listen. And Dan. I've got it.
Okay.
So. Number one.
He's got pubes in his teeth.
What has been pissing off James Middleditch this week?
Mm-hmm.
Your sister, Jack.
It probably is fucking air colour.
I get it.
No, he's afraid that the seed he's planted in my fucking sister is going to be ginger like he is.
Oh.
Nah, it's okay. All right. No bad blood.
Next.
No, love you, Jamie, if you listen to this, and love you.
Sam Clements is hating on the shitty weather.
Fair enough. I get that. It's been fucking freezing this week, hasn't it?
Fucking hell, wasn't it just?
Literally.
He's shivering in the summer, isn't he?
Next.
I don't know the guy. You'll have to elaborate off air.
It doesn't take much fucking explanation.
Says he's hating on us not posting for over 2 weeks, you bunch of cunts.
Okay, that's fair. That is
well,
my
sorry
bad.
Sorry we can't all be like you, Says, and post every 5 minutes. Some of us have a life.
Most of the time Says can't post because he's got himself banned.
Oh, get fucked, mate.
No, he just deletes Facebook and tells everyone he's been banned for attention.
Edgy that, innit?
Oh, fucking hell. Is that it?
You know, if there's anyone in the world that could take a joke, it says.
Yeah. Says is a good lad. Have we got any more? Is that it?
That's it.
All right, we'll move on to Dickhead of the Week.
Got it.
Awesome. Jesus, that's so terrible.
It's Dickhead of the Week. It's all the dickheads that have gone onto Facebook with Valentine's Day that's just gone past, boys. And I noticed a lot of the same stuff going up on people's posts. And there's one thing I can't fucking stand, and it's people going, I love you, baby. Shut the fuck up.
Tell her to her face.
Exactly. Because the thing that gets me is when they go, oh my God, like, this year would have been so shit without you, blah, 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 blah. Like, it's crazy how we put up with each other. We're so crazy. I love you, baby. You're the greatest now and forever. Why don't you suck a fat fucking dick and get over yourself? Right?
Mate, fuck. Honestly, I bet they're sat together on the fucking sofa and he's like, yeah, I'm just going to put up a post about how much I love you.
Have you done your post yet?
No, you know what? I'll like it for you.
Mate, it's so fucking stupid, man. The amount of shit that I saw yesterday, and it's so cringeworthy. So cringeworthy. Like, no one gives a fuck, mate. And the funny thing is, like, literally not that long ago, it was someone completely different that was the love of your fucking life.
You're very
so, cool. Are we talking about Gilbert?
No. For fuck's sake. This is one thing I thought it'd be funny to, because the amount of posts that I saw, I thought it'd be really funny for me to go onto Leanne's Facebook and write a post of my own, and this is how it went. Alright mate, it's Valentine's Day today, hope you have a good one.
And that was it. I thought it was nice.
You did that just to prove a point, you fucking cunt.
I did.
Yeah,
I did. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you've got to show the people.
You've got to show the people, right?
Yeah.
Not to do this cringeworthy shit. Like, none of us give a shit about your relationships.
I mean, okay? I'm gonna have to send a shout out to the soppiest cock in the whole world.
Here we go.
And that is Mr. Derek
Jack Tilby. Oh.
Who?
Mr. Derek Caslin.
Caslin. Why?
Because only Derek Caslin writes a fucking essay.
Fair enough.
Right. I think it's going to be one of those really funny stories where at the end it's all a joke, but there's no joke.
No, I get it. I get it.
And that's all I'll say on there.
I'm just trying to find said post.
Either way, everybody, right? Sort your shit out. Stop putting... None of us give a shit about your relationships, okay? Keep them to yourself and do something nice for the other person instead of posting all about it on fucking Facebook, right? Most of the time, all you did was get fucking flowers.
Stay still.
Do you know what I mean? Sort your shit. Just stop. There's no need for it.
My dog's pacing up around the fucking kitchen like a...
I couldn't give a flying fuck what your dog's doing, mate.
Well, all right. Look, back the fuck off.
Well, fuck off, mate. What are you going to do?
Mate, you know I'll come round there.
You'll fucking come round. Ooh, come on over.
I fucking will.
Ooh, come on over.
No, no, I'm all right.
COVID, mate.
Anyway, yeah, that's it.
That's it. Yeah, see that.
Go fuck yourselves and do all that shit. Anyway, I hate you both. I love the band. I love the fans. Love you all.
Yeah.
Face out.
Peace.
Face out.
Bye. 2nd dick.
$89.90 production.
I think that went rather well.